Welcome to the Faith Comes From Hearing podcast. This podcast will be a sharing of part of my morning routine as I prepare for the day with the Word of God. We will be partaking of Puritan prayers from the Valley of Vision, each day's morning devotional from Charles Haddon Spurgeon's Morning and Evening, and we'll be reading from the Legacy Standard Bible, which is the newest and, I believe, the most accurate translation of the Word of God. We will be following a Bible reading calendar that provides for reading the whole Bible in a year that was created by Minister Robert Murray McShane for his congregation back in 1842, and that has been a part of my daily reading for over 6 years now. Good morning and welcome to the Saturday, September 23rd episode of the Faith Comes From Hearing podcast. I am Wayne Floyd, your host. The Faith Comes From Hearing podcast is a humble member of the Christian podcast community. You can find us over at christianpodcastcommunity.org. A lot of great listening over there. Definitely worth your while. Over 60 well-curated podcasts. Very, very wide variety of topics. Wow. My brothers and sisters in Christ doing great work over there. All of it approached through a biblical worldview so you can trust what's coming at you. And you can trust the quality. I know there's been a few times where I've had to make a statement, you know, maybe not have kids listen or whatever, you know, and I've known other guys because of what they're talking about and what they've got to address. And maybe it's not suitable for younger children, but they're very, very good about that. So you can very much trust what you're getting over there. So again, I would encourage you to go over there. I will guarantee you, you're going to find something over there you want to listen to. And there's a very good chance you're going to find more over there to listen to than you have time to listen to it in. So again, definitely worth your while. I would also like to point out and keep your focus on the next to last link in our show notes. It is for the Vail Valley Baptist Church Give, Send, Go campaign. We are striving to rapidly pay off our mortgage so that we can commence establishment of a Christian classic education-based school to provide a trustworthy alternative here within our community. So go ahead and click on the link. Pastor Jay's provided very, very thorough description and, you know, set out our goals, what we're trying to do. So go ahead and take a read for us, please. And then we would ask three things of you. We'd ask you to pray for us. We'd ask you to prayerfully consider giving to us. And we'd ask you to pass the link along so others can do the same. I want to continue to remind you, we are live streaming now. We did get our sound system all squared back away, and we are live streaming. Dadgum electronics, some random setting that was just not something we would normally know, but so had to kind of bring in somebody who was much more of an expert than any of us were, but it's all squared away. So we are back streaming. We're streaming at Vail Valley Baptist Church on Facebook, and we're streaming at VVB Church on Twitter. So please come and join us. I mean, obviously we would prefer if you physically can come and join us. We want to fellowship with you face to face, and that's truly what we're commanded to do. But for those who can't and don't have a local body of believers to join, please come or please join us on live stream. We stream at 10:30 a.m. Arizona time on Sundays. That would be 1:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, at least for right now, till we swap back over. So 1:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on Sundays, and then 6:30 p.m. Arizona time, which would be 9:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on Wednesday nights. So definitely join us. I'm actually, this Sunday, I'm going to be preaching. We're continuing on in our study of the Gospel of Matthew. And then on Wednesday night, I'm going to start us off while Pastor Jay's been preaching us through Amos. At the end of each month, I'm going to be working us through the Psalms. So I'll be doing an introduction to the Psalms and at least Psalm 1 and maybe part of Psalm 2. So definitely would love to have you join us. And, you know, it's solid. Everybody is really enjoying what we're doing. So please come along with us. All right. Well, with it being a Saturday, we're just doing our reading for today. We're not doing Bible study. We'll pick back up in John chapter 13 on Monday night, God willing. But why don't we go ahead and get into this? We're going to open up with a seventh-day morning prayer. It's called God's Good Pleasure. Let's pray. Sovereign Lord, thy will is supreme in heaven and earth, and all beings are creatures of thy power. Thou art the Father of our spirits. Thy inspiration gives us understanding. Thy providence governs our lives. But, O God, we are sinners in thy sight. Thou hast judged us so, and if we deny it, we make thee a liar. Yet in Christ thou art reconciled to thy rebellious subjects. Give us the ear of faith to hear him, the eye of faith to see him, the hand of faith to receive him, the appetite of faith to feed upon him, that we might find in him light, riches, honor, eternal life. Thou art the inviting one, may we hearken to thee. The almighty instructor, teach us to live to thee. The light dweller, inaccessible to man and angels, hiding thyself behind the elements of creation, but known to us in Jesus. Possess our minds with the grandeur of thy perfections. Thy love to us in Jesus is firm and changeless. Nothing can separate us from it, and in the enjoyment of it, nothing can make us miserable. Preserve us from hypocrisy and formality in religion. Enable us to remember what thou art and what we are, to recall thy holiness and our unworthiness. Help us to approach thee clothed with humility, for vanity, forwardness, insensibility, disorderly affection, backwardness to duty, proneness to evil are in our hearts. Let us never forget thy patience, wisdom, power, faithfulness, care, and never cease to respond to thy invitations. Amen. All right. Morning devotion for September 23rd from Spurgeon's Morning and Evening. The text for it is from Ephesians 1:6. So the Ephesians we read yesterday. Ephesians 1:6, accepted in the beloved. What a state of privilege. It includes our justification before God. But the term acceptance in the Greek means more than that. It signifies that we are the objects of divine complacence, nay, even of divine delight. How marvelous that we worms, mortals, sinners, would be the objects of divine love. But it is only in the beloved. Some Christians seem to be accepted in their own experience, at least. That is their apprehension. When their spirit is lively and their hopes bright, they think God accepts them, for they feel so high, so heavenly minded, so drawn above the earth. But when their souls cleave to the dust, they are the victims of the fear that they are no longer accepted. If they could but see that all their high joys do not exalt them, and all their low despondencies do not really depress them in their Father's sight, but that they stand accepted in one who never alters, in one who is always the beloved of God, always perfect, always without spot or wrinkle, or any such thing, how much happier they would be, and how much more they would honor the Savior. Rejoice, then, believer, in this thou art accepted in the beloved. Thou lookest within, and thou sayest, there is nothing acceptable here. But look at Christ, and see if there is not everything acceptable there. Thy sins trouble thee, but God has cast thy sins behind his back, and thou art accepted in the righteous one. Thou hast to fight with corruption, and to wrestle with temptation, but thou art already accepted in him who has overcome the powers of evil. The devil tempts thee. Be of good cheer. He cannot destroy thee, for thou art accepted in him who has broken Satan's head. Know by full assurance thy glorious standing. Even glorified souls are not more accepted than thou art. They are only accepted in heaven in the beloved, and thou art even now accepted in Christ after the same manner. Well said. All right. So our reading today, we're going to be reading in Isaiah. We're continuing in Isaiah, Isaiah 41, starting in verse 17, all the way through to Isaiah 43, verse 13. We're going to read all of Ephesians 2. We're going to read Psalm 67. And then we're going to read Proverbs 23, verses 29 through 35, which will finish up Proverbs 23. So let's start with Isaiah 41, starting in verse 17. Hear the word of the Lord. The afflicted and needy are seeking water, but there is none, and their tongue is parched with thirst. I, Yahweh, will answer them myself. As the God of Israel, I will not forsake them. I will open rivers on the bare heights, and springs in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water, and the dry land fountains of water. I will put the cedar in the wilderness, the acacia and the myrtle and the olive tree. I will place the juniper in the desert, together with the box tree and the cypress, that they may see and know and establish and gain insight as well, that the hand of Yahweh has done this, and the Holy One of Israel has created it. Bring near your case, Yahweh says. Bring forward your mighty arguments, the King of Jacob says. Let them bring it forth and declare to us what is going to take place. As for the former events, declare what they were, that we may establish our hearts on them and know their outcome, or cause us to hear of what is coming. Declare the things that are to come afterward, that we may know that you are gods. Indeed, do good or evil, that we may anxiously look about us and fear together. Behold, you are nothing, and your work is non-existent. He who chooses you is an abomination. I have awakened one from the north, and he has come. From the rising of the sun he will call on my name, and he will come upon officials as upon mortar, even as the potter treads clay. Who has declared this from the beginning, that we might know? Or from former times, that we may say, he is right? Surely there was no one who declared. Surely there was no one who caused those words to be heard. Surely there was no one who heard your words. Formerly I said to Zion, behold, here they are, and to Jerusalem I will give a messenger of good news. But I look, and there is no one, and there is no counselor among them, who, if I ask, can respond with a word. Behold, all of them are false. Their works are non-existent. Their molten images are wind and utter formlessness. Isaiah 42. Behold, my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one in whom my soul is well pleased. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry out or raise his voice, nor make his voice heard in the street. A crushed reed he will not break, and a faintly burning wick he will not extinguish. He will bring forth justice and truth. He will not be faint or crushed until he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands will wait expectantly for his law. Thus says the God, Yahweh, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and its offspring, who gives breath to the people on it and spirit to those who walk in it. I am Yahweh. I have called you in righteousness. I will also take hold of you by the hand and guard you, and I will give you as a covenant to the people, as a light to the nations, to open blind eyes, to bring out prisoners from the dungeon, and those who inhabit darkness from the prison. I am Yahweh, that is my name. I will not give my glory to another, nor my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things have come to pass. Now I declare new things. Before they spring forth, I cause you to hear them. Sing to Yahweh a new song. Sing his praise from the end of the earth. You who go down to the sea, as well as its fullness, you coastlands and those who inhabit them. Let the wilderness and its cities lift up their voices, the villages where Kedar inhabits. Let the inhabitants of Selah sing aloud. Let them shout for joy from the tops of the mountains. Let them give glory to Yahweh and declare his praise in the coastlands. Yahweh will go forth like a warrior. He will awaken his zeal like a man of war. He will make a loud shout. Indeed, he will raise a war cry. He will prevail against his enemies. I have kept silent for a long time. I have kept still and restrained myself. Now, like a woman in labor, I will groan. I will both gasp and pant. I will lay waste the mountains and hills and dry up all their vegetation. I will make the rivers into coastlands and dry up the pools of waters. I will lead the blind by a way they do not know. In paths they do not know, I will guide them. I will make darkness into light before them, and rugged places into plains. These are the things I will do, and I will not forsake them. They will be turned back and be utterly put to shame. Who trusts in graven images? Who says to molten images, you are our gods? Hear, you deaf, and look, you blind, that you may see. Who is blind but my servant, or so deaf as my messenger whom I send? Who is so blind as he that is at peace with me, or so blind as the servant of Yahweh? You have seen many things, but you do not keep them. Your ears are open, but none hears. Yahweh was pleased for his righteousness' sake, that he make the law great and majestic. But this is a people plundered and pillaged as spoil. All of them are trapped in caves, or are hidden away in prisons. They have become a plunder with none to deliver them, and a spoil with none to say, have them return. Who among you will give ear to this? Who will give heed and hear hereafter? Who gave Jacob up for spoil and Israel to plunderers? Was it not Yahweh against whom we have sinned, and in whose ways they were not willing to walk, and whose law they did not obey? So he poured out on him the heat of his anger and the fierceness of battle, and it set him aflame all around, yet he did not know it, and it burned him, but he did not set it upon his heart. Isaiah 43, reading through to verse 13. But now, thus says Yahweh, your creator, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers they will not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be scorched, nor will the flame burn you. For I am Yahweh your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I have given Egypt as your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in your place. Since you are precious in my sight, since you are honored and I love you, I will give other men in your place and other peoples in exchange for your life. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bring your seed from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not hold them back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name and whom I have created for my glory, whom I have formed, even whom I have made. Bring out the people who are blind, even though they have eyes, and the deaf, even though they have ears. All the nations have gathered together, so that the peoples may be assembled. Who among them can declare this, and make us hear the former things? Let them present their witnesses, that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is true. You are my witnesses, declares Yahweh, and my servant whom I have chosen, so that you may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, and there will be none after me. I, even I, am Yahweh, and there is no Savior besides me. It is I who have declared and saved and caused it to be heard, and there was no strange God among you. So you are my witnesses, declares Yahweh, and I am God. Even from eternity I am he, and there is none who can deliver out of my hand. I act, and who can reverse it? Ephesians 2. And this is a good one to listen to. We really need to hear this to understand our true state. Okay, Ephesians 2. And you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you formerly walked according to the course of this world, according to the ruler of the power of the air, the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience, among whom we all also formerly conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, doing the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest. But God, being rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the ages to come he might show the surpassing riches of his grace in kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them. Therefore remember that formerly you, the Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision, by the so-called circumcision, which is performed in the flesh by human hands, remember that you were at that time without Christ, alienated from the citizenship of Israel and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who formerly were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who made both groups one and broke down the dividing wall of the partition, by abolishing in his flesh the enmity, the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so that in himself he might create the two into one new man, making peace, and might reconcile them both in one body to God through the cross, having in himself put to death the enmity, and he came and preached the good news of peace to you who were far away and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have our access in one spirit to the Father. So then you are no longer strangers and sojourners, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and are of God's household, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole building, being joined together, is growing into a holy sanctuary in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together into a dwelling of God in the Spirit. Psalm 67. For the choir director with stringed instruments, a psalm, a song. God be gracious to us and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us, Selah, that you may be known on the earth, your salvation among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you will judge the peoples with uprightness and lead the nations on the earth, Selah. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. The earth has yielded its produce. God, our God, blesses us. God blesses us that all the ends of the earth may fear him. Proverbs 23, verses 29 through 35. Who has woe? Who has sorrow? Who has contentions? Who has complaining? Who has wounds without cause? Who has redness of eye? Those who linger long over wine, those who go to search out mixed wine. Do not look on the wine when it glistens red, when it sparkles in the cup, when it goes down smoothly, At the end, like a serpent, it bites, and like a viper, it stings. Your eyes will see strange things, and your heart will speak for perverse things, and you will be like one who lies down in the heart of the sea, or like one who lies down on the top of a mast. They struck me, but I did not become ill. They beat me, but I did not know it. When shall I awake? I will seek yet another. All right, that is our reading for the day. Let's go ahead and do our evening devotion here. The evening devotion for September 23rd, the text for it is from Mark 9:23. Jesus said unto him, If thou canst believe. A certain man had a demoniac son who was afflicted with a dumb spirit. The father, having seen the futility of the endeavors of the disciples to heal his child, had little or no faith in Christ, and therefore when he was bidden to bring his son to him, he said to Jesus, If thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Now there was an if in the question, but the poor trembling father had put the if in the wrong place. Jesus Christ, therefore, without commanding him to retract the if, kindly puts it in its legitimate position. Nay, verily, he seemed to say, There should be no if about my power, nor concerning my willingness. The if lies somewhere else. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. The man's trust was strengthened. He offered a humble prayer for an increase of faith, and instantly Jesus spoke the word, and the devil was cast out, with an injunction never to return. There is a lesson here which we need to learn. We, like this man, often see that there is an if somewhere, but we are perpetually blundering by putting it in the wrong place. If Jesus can help me, if he can give me grace to overcome temptation, if he can give me pardon, if he can make me successful, nay, if you can believe, he both can and will. You have misplaced your if. If you can confidently trust, even as all things are possible to Christ, so shall all things be possible to you. Faith standeth in God's power and is robed in God's majesty. It weareth the royal apparel and rideth on the king's horse, for it is the grace which the king delighteth to honor. Girding itself with the glorious might of the all-working spirit, it becomes, in the omnipotence of God, mighty to do, to dare, and to suffer. All things without limit are possible to him that believeth. My soul, canst thou believe thy Lord tonight? All right, well, that is the episode for today. Thank you so much for coming and spending this time with me. I continue to pray that this time together helps to keep you saturated in the Word of God. Again, I would pray that along with your own reading and studying. You definitely need to be reading and studying. Again, it's not a request. It is a command that we read and we study, that we imbibe the Word, and that it nourishes us, that we truly chew it over and over and over so that it truly nourishes us and helps us to grow in the faith. So I would pray that that would be the case for you. I hope you have yourself a wonderful day and a wonderful weekend. I would continue to implore you to do all that you do for the glory of God. And I hope to see you tomorrow morning. Again, if your weekend plans don't include worshiping with the saints and you are physically able, change them and do so. Find yourself a solid church. Okay, there are church finders out there. I've told you, Grace to You has one out there. It's the Master Seminary, tms.edu, and you can go find their church finder on there, and it'll find Master Seminary graduates and where they're preaching now. Definitely solid there. Believe me, that was one of the seminaries I'd love to be able to go to, and just can't work that. Haven't been able to work that out, or it hasn't been God's plan yet. And then Founders Ministry, founders.org, also has a church finder there to find pastors that are aligned, or churches that are aligned with Founders Ministry. And again, those are good, solid Reformed Baptist churches. So definitely would encourage you to do that as well. So definitely be in church this weekend if you are physically capable of doing so. All right, well, let's go ahead and close out with prayer. We're going to close out with the Lord's Day Eve prayer. Let's pray. God of the passing hour, another week has gone, and I have been preserved in my going out and my coming in. Thine has been the vigilance that has turned threatened evils aside. Thine the supplies that have nourished me. Thine the comforts that have indulged me. Thine the relations and friends that have delighted me. Thine the means of grace which have edified me. Thine the book which amidst all my enjoyments has told me that this is not my rest, that in all successes one thing alone is needful, to love my Savior. Nothing can equal the number of thy mercies, but my imperfections and sins. These, O God, I will neither conceal nor palliate, but confess with a broken heart? In what condition would secret reviews of my life leave me, were it not for the assurance that with thee there is plenteous redemption, that thou art a forgiving God, that thou mayest be feared? While I hope for pardon through the blood of the cross, I pray to be clothed with humility, to be quickened in thy way, to be more devoted to thee, to keep the end of my life in view, to be cured of the folly of delay and indecision, to know how frail I am, to number my days and apply my heart unto wisdom. Amen. All right, again, thank you for spending this time with me. I wish you the best of weekends. There we go. Trying to find my mouse there. I wish you the best of weekends, and I hope to see you tomorrow morning. Have a great night. God bless.